Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD Colombia, para una audiencia global.
Las opiniones expresadas a continuación son única y exclusivamente responsabilidad de los invitados y no comprometen a Radio UNAD Virtual.
Muchos años después.
A year ago, these cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross.
Llamo la nostra fedeltà. Alle altri.
Ein 15-jähriger Junge auf mysteriöse Weise verschwunden.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Turn up the volume.
Y déjate llevar.
Music.
Entertainment.
Y todo lo que quieres escuchar.
Everything in just one place.
Share.
Enjoy.
Discover.
Practice.
And learn.
In Millionaire. Let's go.
Programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la UNED.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome back to Millionaire. We are here again and for answering this simple question. Yeah. What is the first thing you do in the morning? You take your phone, you look at it, and what do you see? Memes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Memes.
That's right.
Yeah. They are everywhere, but before we talk about that, hi Nico, how are you doing today?
Hi there, Pablo, Steph, hi everyone. Hope you are having a really good time here with us today. Well, I'm doing great, thank you for asking. And I'm happy because the topic is really interesting, I like it a lot. Before, I used to spend too much time looking at funny memes on my phone, and because of that I didn't go to bed early, but then you get older and responsibilities and you know that, so
yeah,
you have to change. What about you? Do you look at your phone in dark mode or light mode, for example?
Every time dark mode, yeah, because I try to skip time using my phone because of that. Yeah, and also for me looks better in dark mode always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so today we're gonna talk about the history of the meme. Yeah, or in Spanish, meme, o los memes, right? It is not just an internet thing. Yeah, it started a long time ago, and as a serious science theory, today memes are on TikTok, Instagram, and everywhere. So welcome to the show. Today we are doing this episode without our Invilloner girl. Yeah, maybe you notice it. Caro is kind of sick today, so she's resting. And from here, Steph, Nico, and me, we send you a big, big, big hug. And we hope you get better well soon. So we miss you here, Caro. So,
but you'll be back soon.
Yeah, as soon as possible. So let's meme it.
No rumors, no fluff, just the cold hard truth. This is Only Facts, your go-to source for everything you need to know.
A perfect curtain for starting our Only Facts. And many people think that internet users invented the memes on modern websites or social networks, but that's totally wrong, right? The word meme is very old, and it is older than even the internet. Yep.
Yeah, for example, if we go to the etymology of the word meme, it was coined by a scientist in 1976. His name is Richard Dawkins. It's a evolutionary biologist. Maybe some of you know him. It's a famous guy in biology. The point is that he wrote a very famous book regarding science, which was called The Selfish Gene. And the purpose
gene
of...
Gene of genetics, no gene the clothes.
Yeah, gene in the sense of hen.
Yeah.
Just to clarify. And he wanted to create a word in the book to describe how human ideas copy and repeat. Yeah, it's the same as genes. You know that genes are copied and replicated from generation to generation. So he wanted to create a word to explain how the same happens with cultural notions or ideas.
Okay.
So that's the origin of the word meme, because this was the word he created in the book.
Okay. So this guy took this idea from a Greek word. Sorry, because of my Greek. This my mima or mimema, I don't know, which means something you copy or something imitated or something replicated and reproduced many times, right? So he made it short, like meme, M-E-M-E, or meme. And he wanted a word that sounds like the word gene, because ideas repeated just like biology, as you said before.
Yeah, as we were mentioning, he said ideas are just like genes because they jump from one person to another. For example, there can be a popular song or a trendy word or a style of clothing. That is cool, you repeat it, and then everybody takes it, and that's how a meme lives.
Okay. And I have a classic historical example from World War II, and that was the drawing of Kilroy Was Here.
I think it's like a little man with a big nose looking over a wall.
Yeah.
And
the nose is over the wall, uh-huh. like I don't know, like I'm sneaking what's uh-huh. happening.
Yeah. It was commonly drew by soldiers on walls as a sort of graffiti in the 40s.
Okay. And that was a massive meme 80 years ago. Yes. Memes are created or not created, were used 80 years ago. It is like the grandfather of modern internet memes, mm-hmm. right? So it shows that humans always loved to copy and paste culture. And later the internet arrived and memes changed the world, let's say. And do you remember the dancing baby from the 90s?
I saw it later, because it's older than me. But it was like a creepy 3D animation of a very basic of a baby dancing.
Yeah.
And people used to share it in emails before social media. And I think this is like a first example of a viral thing on the internet, but through emails. So I guess in that moment it felt like magic. Like the animation and all that.
Yeah, and I'm a very chismoso person, yeah, a gossiper. And in here, in this table, she's not here right now, obviously.
That's a
But chance. I tell you that Carolina Rojas is the queen of memes here at Inville. Yeah?
Yeah, she is.
So she knows how to communicate herself by memes or through memes. So if you need a meme, you can ask her to...
Yeah, she's your girl.
To Bridget. Punto
rojas@rojas.co
para cualquier meme que necesite. Fin de la pauta publicitaria. So, according to that professor's study, means in big universities, and they use, they analyze how memes help people communicate and connect around the story. She said, tan exagerados. Okay, so it started in a science book, and now we talk using stickers and pictures. So you open your WhatsApp, you got a bunch of stickers over there.
Yeah, we promise quite soon we will show you one of Caro's memes on our Instagram, @inviloa. Yeah. We promise.
Yes, continue.
The hype. Si es vital, está aquí. Siente el hype.
Nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna know.
They're gonna know.
How would they know? How would they know? How would they know?
I can't.
Oh my god!
And what's your favorite meme of all time, Nick?
Oof, it's difficult. Well, to be honest, I'm not a super meme person. I mean, I don't use them all the time, but I like them. Everybody likes them. It's impossible not to like them. I would say that, for example, when I was even younger, like 10 years ago, there was a meme that was like the troll meme, the troll face.
Yeah.
I guess you remember it. I loved that one and I used that one a lot. And I think nowadays I like the one that is like a frog crying, or the memes with the frog making faces and all that. I like that one. And what about you?
Okay, so we have to clarify that memes are for specific purposes, languages, and context, obviously. So it's not the same sharing a meme in Spanish, not in English. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna separate them. In Spanish, I love Julio's memes. That is close Julio, entonces Julio viene con bolsa. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love that, and I used to share that on my status on WhatsApp, and there is a friend that every time they see something about you, Julio, yeah. she sent me that and I posted. That's all it. Right. And in English, there is one that is I like basketball. From one that is Shaquille O'Neal. Mm-hmm. There is a video meme, and he's like a 3-meter guy,
super big. Yeah,
yeah, so big, and he's moving
his shoulders.
With a side like
I know
there
it.
Is a for any situation. I love that. And there appears a cat doing the same but with the tail. Uh-huh. And it's so funny.
Yeah,
for me that. And also, there is a dog too. A dog that is with like depressed.
Chins? I don't.
That's right. Yeah. And that is an excellent choice. And for everyone listening, we want to know your favorite meme too. We have a new sticker on our Instagram account. @inviloa or @inviloa, and go there and share your favorite meme with us. Actually, I got one. Yeah, that is from. Okay, we have one that is. We posted one that is to be is to do.
Mm-hmm. From. I don't know. Is it philosophy or something?
Maybe? Yeah, yeah. To do is to be. Can't.
Can't, okay.
Yeah. The first one was Socrates. Yeah. And the last one is Doobie Doobie Doo by Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
That is the one we all know.
Yeah. And also, Viviana shared us one that is selfie. And, you know, we know what selfie is, right? Uh-huh. But the meme is a selfie with a microscope taking a selfie.
A biology meme.
Yeah, a biology meme. And also, Diana Cruz share with us the typical one with the Spider-Man's.
We use that one a lot in English.
Yeah.
For similar words.
For similar words and universes, the versions of Spider-Man in many different universes, like you and me. Uh-huh. That's it. So we invite you to share with us these memes in our Instagram, or even you can send your picture or your meme to this number 362-3188 and tell us what memes makes you laugh the most. Okay. And
while people keep sending their messages, I think we can start talking about famous modern memes, right? I guess we can stop by mentioning Doge, the famous Shiba Inu dog. It started as a simple funny picture with a colorful text, but then it moved such a digital currency, even creating a sort of crypto called Dogecoin. People buy it and sell it with real money. It shows us how a simple meme can become part of even economy.
Yeah, and let's say that memes change the world too. There is also a new concept called the pebbling. Yeah, that is also in biology, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is how the penguins, the couple of penguins, share gifts, and they give some pebbles,
uh-huh,
little rocks, right?
Yeah. So I think we now humans do the same, like pebbling, but with memes. We share memes with the people we love. It's a new way to express feelings, even.
Yeah, and we have another friend here in Inville, that is Carolina Rodriguez, that she, how you know that you are loved from a person? If that person sends you every single fucking time memes.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
That guy sent me and sent off all of us memes and video memes and every single thing that appears on Instagram. So that is the demonstration of love, instead of saying, hey, I love you. Okay?
Yeah. Modern times love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So continue.
Push past your limits. Break through barriers and go beyond the limits of human understanding. Take the extra mile.
No, señor. ¿Pa qué? No. No, 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 no. Eso es una pérdida de tiempo. Mejor ponte a aprender inglés. Por favor, no me vuelvas a decir eso.
Okay. It's clear. So, why are memes so important for people who learn a new language? Maybe you wonder.
Well, as you could hear in our curtain, English is really, really, really important in life. And this is why there are interesting university studies about that. Because they said how they show how memes are excellent tools for learning. Because for students are like a secret shortcut to understand the real culture. So they are a way of understanding people, culture, traditions, trends and all that.
Yeah, it's like saying that you go to school, university, and books tells you how to say como estás in many languages. How are you? Como está? Saba? I don't know. Right? But memes helps you to understand, let's say, that slang or a street language that makes you to use the popular vocabulary. Yeah, the day-by-day language on the streets, in your informal life.
Exactly, as in that study that we were mentioning, it was with international students. And for example, one of the students made a meme using this famous scene from the movie The Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio. That is Leonardo DiCaprio holding a cup of wine, you know, but he changed the cup of wine by a traditional Chinese food that I think is called Moon. I don't remember the name, I forgot. But it's a famous Chinese food from a festival. And this was a way of mixing somehow American and Chinese culture, for example.
Yeah, and the memes allow to give a new meaning of things, or trying to understand expressions or words that the language itself doesn't have. For example, we have talked about in episode like the word madrugar in Spanish doesn't have a single word in English. Yeah, so memes allow you to understand that that idea of madrugar or wake up early in just one picture. Yeah, if a really good meme is, any person in the world can understand the message of what you are going to say.
Yeah, it can be a sort of universal language, because we know that some memes are particularly understood just in Colombia, for example. For example, if you think about the meme like, I don't know, me lo mecati en cositas or something like that, probably a person from another country is not gonna get it, because there is no context. So there are memes that are local, but memes can also be universal, because we, in the end, we all feel the same emotions, stress, happiness, love, you know? So it helps create connection among cultures and empathy. But obviously you have to consider that memes use informal language, short words, and they also can have bad grammar. So memes are cool to chat with friends, to laugh a bit, but not for copying them for university tests.
Yeah, as a phone, as a reference in your doctoral PhD thesis, no, because can you imagine like a thesis full of memes, like according to Chuck O'Neill on his meme, blah blah blah. No, that will be crazy. You know what time it is, right?
Yeah,
according to that song, yeah. Everybody knows what's that. So that was that was our show for today. We learned about the history of memes, right? How can we use them and why we use them at the end of the day, right? So from a science book in 1976 to a modern digital communication life that we are living right now, right?
Yeah, memes are not just random drawings, they are culture, and they reflect the way of thinking and feeling from many people, and the way we laugh and connect together, and they are a support for everyone in this big busy world.
Before going, remember a guy called Camilo Ramirez?
I think, yeah, it sounds similar.
He participated familiar. In this section at the end. He shared us a meme that says "El jefe a la hora del almuerzo." His colleagues do that or did that, so we're going to share it on Instagram to show you what was the meme about. Well, what is the meme about? Okay, so thank you very much for listening to Inbil On Air. Don't forget to check our Instagram @inbiloa. Or send us a voice note on WhatsApp. Every time you need to say something, please go ahead, be our guest, and
well, keep practicing sharing and learning, and I'll see you in our next episode.
So share, enjoy, discover, practice and learn.
Inbil On Air.
RD.
Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.